step back.
The first corporate marathon took place on the 24th of May 1921, starting outside the city hall in Pietermaritzburg with 34 runners.
It's a fact. It's a fact.
This is SAFM.
The Deputy Minister of Public Works, Honourable Henrietta Bogopane-Zulu, invites contractors and property managers to a stakeholder meeting that will take place in Mafeking on Thursday the 26th of May at the Embassy Hall. A meeting with contractors is scheduled to take place in the morning between 11 and 1, followed by another with the property managers between 2 and 4 in the afternoon. For inquiries, contact Ramabele Maklala on 082-941-4979. This message is sent by the National Department of Public Works. South Africa works because of public works.
Afternoon Talk on SAFM.
It's Afternoon Talk, and in our consumer slot right now we are talking about wills, how to make them, what's if you don't make one, and all the issues that go with them, and do you also inherit people's debts as well as their possessions. If you'd like to give us a call with your questions, 0891 104 207, or pop us an SMS, we're on 34701. Got John Gibson with us in our Joburg studio. He's with Absa Trust North. So John, lots of questions there. So that's all, that list of nine rules is what happens if you don't make a will. How difficult is it to make a will?
Nancy, yeah, the key message here is really to encourage people to really go and see their financial planner and go through the process of good financial planning and ensure that you've got a last valid will and testament. To answer your question, it is actually very easy to go through the process. I think the biggest challenge for the man in the street is really just to make the time to go and see your consultant and to go through the exercise in drafting a will.
Right, so it's fairly straightforward. Is it something that you can go to your local news agent and get a form to fill in?
That's what I suggest is, within South Africa, we've got the Fiduciary Institute in South Africa, which is a institute where most trust companies, lawyers, accountants, people in the fiduciary industry specialize in, belong to this body. So, you know, if you bank with any bank, you can go to your local bank and they will advise you to their fiduciary section as well. Obviously, your attorney and accountants is available as well.
So, I was just throwing in there, and I always wonder, this is an interesting issue. I mean, when you make a will, it gets divided up accordingly. What you've got, what you may have, is big, fat, huge debt. Do your inheritors get that as well?
What basically happens is that once you pass away, obviously, you know, if you take a photo on that day of death, what happens is that the executor to be appointed will look at the assets at the moment in time, look at the expenses, debt that you've got, and obviously the balance will be distributed according to your beneficiaries, and this is all integrated. This cannot be separated from each other. So hypothetically, if you've got a beach house and there is the value of the beach house is 2 million and there's outstanding bond of 1 million, obviously you need to deal with the debt and the balance of it.
Okay, well, that would be good news if you were getting yourself a beach house, but perhaps if somebody crashed in a car and wrote the car off and still owed a lot on that car, he would then presumably be leaving that behind as well. 0891 104 207, if you've got queries about wills, but dying testate or intestate or partially intestate, 0891 104 207. And we've got Solly on the line from Krugersdorp. Hi, Solly.
Hi, good afternoon, Lindsay, and your guest. My question is that I want to know what is the difference between a will that is passed on to the people who are left behind by the word of mouth and the one that you have self-drafted and the one that is drafted by the professionals or the experts.
Oh, that's a good question. Thank you, sorry. Yes, John, that's a difficult one. If it's just been done orally, does it carry any weight?
Now, there's been numerous sort of court cases in this regard. You know, at the end of the day, the Master of the High Court would like to see a will that's been drafted and that complies with the Act, with the Wills Act. And there are numerous rules that sort of is extremely important when it comes to the validity of a will, you know, the signing of the will, the witnesses, the different clauses within the will. So really my advice would be to ensure that you have a properly drafted will by a professional that complies with the Act, which the Master of the High Court will accept. Because at the end of the day, you know, you do not want a piece of paper to go through a court. We have to apply to court and to try and get this a valid will. Well, A, it's very costly. It's timelessly. And at the end of the day, your chances of success, you know, is not 100%.
But just to answer Solly's question, go back to the beach house. And somebody who owned it has always said, you know, one day this will be for you, my son or my daughter. And everybody in the family knows that. Is that not sufficient for that person then to inherit the beach house?
Well, you can lodge a court application. You can approach the court. And obviously you will have to furnish some form of evidence, affidavits, etc., and for the court to make a ruling. But once again, you know, that's not advisable.
So what you're saying is in each and every case is can be contested?
Yes, definitely. There are some grey areas. And, you know, over the years, there has been classic court cases. You know, people that lie on the deathbed and they write on the matchbox their last will and testament, and which has been accepted. So there's been classical cases.
So, and does that have to have been witnessed by somebody?
I'll have to go through a different court procedure in declaring that piece of paper your last will and testament.
Lovely. If you'd like to give us a call, maybe you've got questions there. We're on 0891 104 207. Just a reminder, we've just somebody has just let me know about the song Mimi Na Wewe. It's Swahili for you and I. That's from Oliver. Thank you so much, Oliver, in Cape Town. Lovely. And I think I'm not quite sure what this Im Amuru in Dibana requesting Kenan TIA. I'm not sure exactly what that means. But maybe try again 34701 if you want to sort of explain that a little bit further. Otherwise, give us a call on 0891 104 207. One of the things that you also mentioned there, John, was the issue of polygamous marriages. And, you know, say that there are a number of wives, and if there has been no will, then I think you said that all the surviving spouses will get a share, an equal share. Is that not a problem? Because, I mean, from what I understand, in a polygamous situation, there'll be one wife who is the first wife, and hierarchically speaking, there they go down from there.
Yes, according to the old customary law, that is the case. But with the amendments and with the changed interstate succession, sort of provision has been made for all those polygamous marriages to ensure that all the wives, gets distributed equally. So it's been amended.
Okay. We've got lots of callers on the line. William, sorry, has gone. Matabela has gone. Eddie in Cape Town. Hi there.
Hi, good afternoon.
What's
your question? My question is just quickly with regard to the African or customer law, whatever you call it, in terms of generally in my culture, in the African culture, most people, especially the ones that haven't really gone to school, don't really feel comfortable doing wills because of other reasons, whatever the case might be. But generally, the if they say the father of the family passes away, they will have left some kind of known secret that the elder son in the home is going to inherit, and then he can then share with the other people and so on. I just wanted to check whether the law that we have does cater for those kind of things. And then the second thing quickly is, can you write in your will, for instance, say I don't have kids yet, and then I write in my will that should I pass away at the time that I have kids, I want my assets to go to my kids this way, have them, and then say, I die before, I die and I have kids, but I haven't updated that will. How does the court or the law deal with those things?
Okay.
Or even if I've got a girlfriend, for instance, I say, my girlfriend of the time, and the girlfriend maybe is not mentioned, how would I leave some stuff for the girlfriend, you know, that kind of thing.
Eddie, really good questions. Do you want to stay tuned? Let's hear what the answers are, John. The first, the issue of customary situations, you know, where the oldest son might naturally inherit because that's how it's always been. Is that acceptable?
According to the old customary law, you know, that has definitely been the practice. However, you know, if looking at the interstate succession rules, you know, if I be one of the three children and I know legally I can inherit a third share according to the Interstate Succession Act, you know, to approach the court and challenge the customary law, which has been done previously as well. You know, the very important court cases that we've had, you know, the Mosaneki case, and there are numerous other examples as well. So definitely it's something that you should not rely on.
Right, we've got two more callers. The second part of that question, which was also an interesting one. What about future children? If you haven't had a chance to update your will, can you say, and any children as such as I may have at a future point?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, at the moment in time when you draft a will, you could say your children. And whenever you pass away, it could be in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years' time, You know, initially you could have had two children. By that stage, you could have had six children. So, and then they will, you know, the estate will be distributed in equal shares.
Okay, it seems like it, you know, everything, anything is possible. The point is just to do it. Got Paul and Raymond on the line. Do stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. 0891 104 207.
AM Live, weekday mornings.
What did they tell you exactly about the atrocities that were committed?
The atrocities that were committed range from crimes against humanity.
They'll probably respond to you by saying, how much more can we scale this up?
At the moment, we're only covering 37% of the people who need treatment in South Africa.
Make sure you don't miss Polani and Gillian on AM Live, 6 to 9, Monday to Friday.
Join us for the annual Thabo Mbeki Lecture, which will be delivered by the former President of the United Republic of Tanzania, His Excellency Mr. Benjamin Mkapa, tonight at 7 p.m. Celebrate Africa Day with SAFM and be part of the awakening of Mother Africa.
South Africa's news and information leader. This is SAFM.